The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 282, A New Phase.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
This is Alpha One. I'm on it.
How many of them are there?
Just one, and I believe it's the same one I ran off earlier. Hang on, Alpha Two. I have him in my sights.
I told you they would come for us.
I don't think shooting us is what you'd want someone to do if they were here to rescue you.
He's running again. Check your systems for damage.
Conducting systems check. Navigational instrument is out. I'll have to use dead reckoning.
Copy. I'll be right behind you. I see scorch marks on your starboard wing.
I have no yaw control. I won't be able to keep it straight.
You can control yaw with your left and right throttle controls. Just add or cut power.
Easy for you to say.
You can do it. Trust me. This was a standard training drill in flight school.
Oh, yeah? Is it a drill that everyone's passed?
If you remain calm and tell yourself you can do it, then you can do it. Is your onboard computer functional?
Everything seems to be in order.
Set autopilot to deorbital burn and I'll follow you in.
Set.
I hope you know what you're doing, Bounty Hunter.
Don't worry, Ursula. He wants to save his hide, too. I'm sure he can land safely.
Nonetheless, I suggest everyone strap in tightly.
I don't like this at all.
Looks like the shoe's on the other foot now.
What shoe? You're talking nonsense.
I suggest you lace yours up tight because we're about to re-enter the atmosphere. Gabby, how are we looking?
Good angle, good speed. Looks like you're lined up. I'll be right behind you.
Gabby, report once you've re-entered and are on course.
Copy that.
Beginning re-entry blackout.
You're blacking out?
He's fine, Ursula. The heat from the re-entry causes communication blackouts.
I knew that.
So far, the ship is doing well.
Yeah, but at some point we're going to have to go manual for the landing.
Are you certain that this pathetic little ship can handle this?
Whether you like it or not, we're about to find out.
I still don't like it.
Alpha 2, Alpha 1 re-entry complete, and I'm right behind you. You have smoke trailing from your starboard engine.
Engaging fire suppression.
Great. You're some pilot. Now we're all going to die.
Lister, keep her quiet. We don't need this kind of distraction.
Perhaps you should let them concentrate, Ursula. I don't intend to end my life burning up in the atmosphere.
I'll be right behind you. I'll guide you in. Tune your alternate radio to 123.5.
123.5.
Boldabar Approach, this is Alpha 1 declaring an emergency for Alpha 2. We are on approach for Boldabar Prison Airfield. Alpha 2 has lost an engine.
Alpha 1, radar contact. You be cleared for straight in approach, runway 36. Fire and rescue will be on hand. Ceiling is 300, winds are calm.
Alpha 1 copy. Hopefully we won't need them. Alpha 2, did you copy that?
I copied.
Have you ever landed with one engine?
Not yet.
That's a piece of cake. Do you have roll and pitch control?
Pitch is good and rudders are working. She wants to roll right on me.
You'll have to control that with your power setting on the port engine. Reduce power to 25% and set up your glide speed to 200.
Reducing power, but it still wants to roll. I can control most of it with the shuttle's mini thrusters.
Intercepting localizer. Turn left to 360.
Left 360.
You're doing great. Boldabar, Alpha 1, we are intercepting the localizer.
You are cleared for the approach. Good luck.
He'd better have more than luck.
Intercepting glide slope. Idle your one good engine. Maintain 110 airspeed with pitch.
Roger, 110. Outer marker passage.
You're slightly below glide path. Pull back to 90.
90 it is.
On course on glide path. You're looking good for the 3-6 approach. We're approaching the reported ceiling.
Middle marker.
I have the airport in sight and a visual on the runway.
Looking good. Baldabar, Alpha 1, I'll be following Alpha 2 in and then execute the published missed approach so you'll have time to clear the runway.
Copy that, Alpha 1. You are the only traffic in the area, so do what you need to do.
This is Alpha 2. Please ensure prison personnel are on hand to accept our two prisoners.
They're on the tarmac, ready to accept your prisoners.
I see you gloating, bounty hunter. Don't think for one minute that you've seen the last of me.
That's true, Lister. I'll be sure to stop by once in a while and say hello. Gear down.
It seemed like the more we dug into this Operation Ralph, the more questions we had. What was clear, though, was that somehow the Russians were involved with it. Pierman called me and said it's time to head to Florida, because that's where the leads were taking us. He also told me that Thornton's suspect fled New York and was headed in the direction of Florida in a private jet. Thornton and Scarlett were headed to Miami in the STIP, and I was to join them. I departed first and met our handler. I felt like I was stepping into an episode of Miami Vice.
Stand by, checking the area. All right, it's clear, come on out.
Come on out? That's one I haven't heard before.
Well, I'm a little less formal than most. I'm Ivan. I'll be your handler here in Miami.
Have Thornton and Scarlett arrived yet?
Well, as soon as the STIP clears, they'll transport.
Excuse me for saying this, but I think we must have met somewhere. I just can't quite place you.
I can assure you that we've never met. However...
However?
You recently worked with my brother Anton in Kiev.
Oh, of course. You're Anton Marchenko's brother. But you don't have the accent.
20 years ago, we had the choice to stay in Kiev or to emigrate to the United States. He stayed, I left, so I've had 20 years to get rid of the accent. Але я мою рідну мову я не забув.
I thoroughly enjoyed working with Anton. I don't think I'll need a translator here in Miami.
Hey, you never know. Here comes the STIP.
I'm so used to hearing it from the inside. I forget that it's totally quiet from the outside.
Yeah, you really don't want to announce your arrival in a portal hopper. Stand by. You see anybody?
Coast is clear.
I'll be a little more formal with these guys. You are cleared to egress.
Cleared to egress.
Hello, Kate. I see you beat us here.
Glad to see you again, Pappy. Scarlett?
Kate, it'll be great to work with you again.
Everyone, this is Ivan Marchenko. I had the pleasure of working with his brother in Kiev.
Pappy Thornton, pleased to meet you.
Scarlett Jernigan.
Pappy, Scarlett, I have a car right over here. I'll take you to your hotel. Mr. Pierman arranged to have fresh clothing delivered so you won't look like a bunch of Yankee tourists.
Yankee tourists? We stick out that much?
Don't worry, the changes are subtle.
I see. So no light-colored suits with pastel t-shirts and loafers with no socks.
Now, if you dress like that, I'm leaving you at the hotel.
So how is Anton doing?
Oh, he's good. He told me to tell you hello and to send greetings to Tony.
Tony's been on a deep space mission, but I understand he's on his way home. I'll be sure to convey Anton's message to him.
So is this the first time in Miami for everyone?
I've been to Fort Lauderdale, but not Miami.
I was here in the late 90s for a 3-day conference.
It's my first time.
Well, hopefully there'll be some downtime. And I can show you some of the non-tourist sites. Now, you know, not everything is on Ocean Drive.
So what's your cover job here?
I'm with Homeland Security's IIS, the Intelligence and Investigation Section. Primarily, we concentrate on threats of mass shootings, attacks on places of worship, threats to our infrastructure, and cyber crimes.
Well, that's right up our alleys. I'm tracking a possible threat to DC's infrastructure.
And we're tracking a fugitive from the Pentagon who was involved in cybercrime.
Yes, that's why Permit assigned me to the case. Now, as I understand it, Kate, you're here because the bombing suspects are also involved in the drug trade, and you have evidence tying them to Miami.
Yes, the Lee family owned Lee's Dry Cleaners. I investigated the bombing of their shop and found drug residue and a map showing possible attack sites in D.C. We learned that they made frequent trips to Florida, the last believed to be Miami.
And Pappy, you're after a deserter from the Pentagon who took a small jet from, where, upstate New York to possibly Miami?
That's correct. We can't be certain their destination's Miami, but that's the direction they were headed. They initially filed for Reagan National, but a commercial fishing vessel spotted a small jet flying just above the surface headed south.
And what makes you think they're coming here?
The similarities in our case and Kate's. The map they found had an IP address that matched Meredith's computer at the Pentagon, so our cases might be related.
There are too many similarities to be coincidental. We figured Miami would be a good place to start.
Did your office get the drug sample results from Pierman?
Now, my particular section didn't, but I have access to it. Anytime narcotics cross state lines, IIS gets involved. From what I've seen, the drugs have been identified as coming from a specific South American cartel.
Do you have any known connections to that cartel here in Miami?
We do, but not enough to make a bust. We could definitely take down some small players, but we're looking to get the big guys.
That's funny. Your brother said almost the same thing. He said we needed the head of the dragon.
He's right. If we just take down the runners, the suppliers get away. Now, as for you two, our drug intercept aircraft will be watching for any low-flying jets along the coast. Now, if need be, we can scramble intercept fighters to force it to land.
That would be most unfortunate, since we believe the personnel on that aircraft are all members of RAGE. About all they could do is charge them with operating an aircraft in violation of FAA regs.
But best case, they would turn over Meredith to you as a deserter.
On one hand, that's fine, but on the other, we lose the head of our dragon. We need to apprehend everyone on board so that the IDF can interrogate them.
I think we'll have to settle for whatever we can get. Catching the Lees will help us. But like Scarlett says, if they get into the hands of ICE, we'll lose valuable information that could lead us to the RAGE leaders for Operation Ralph.
I understand everyone's concern. Let's get to the hotel. You can freshen up and get your change of clothes. We'll take it from there.
I can't believe that Lenora is Tony's daughter.
I can assure you, Lieutenant Andrews, that my information is correct. You have no reason not to believe.
It's just an expression, George. It means that if someone came up to me and said, "Hey, Tony Simon has a daughter, and it's Leister's former confidant, Lenora," I'd say you're crazy.
So now you don't believe me, and I'm also crazy.
No, George. Just another saying to put into your colloquial dictionary.
How will I discern that from an actual accusation?
By the tone and the context.
My programmers left a lot to be desired.
I have confirmation that Joe Mack was able to safely land, and the prisoners have been handed over to authorities.
Joe Mack landed a shuttle safely? I do not believe it.
No, it's true. I just got the confirmation.
Ha ha. Got you, Lieutenant.
All right, you got me.
BSS to Mercury.
This is to Mercury. Go ahead.
Joe Mack was able to safely land the shuttle. Boldabar Prison has taken custody of the prisoners. Both shuttles are now en route to the spaceport. You are clear to contact Boldabar Approach.
That's good news. It looked a little shaky there for a while. We want to thank you for your hospitality. Hopefully someone will be back for the Prometheus within the next few sleep cycles.
Copy that. We'll take care of her until then. BSS out.
So what do you think they're going to do with the Prometheus?
It's really hard to say. It technically belongs to the IDF, but I'm sure they wrote it off when it was hijacked.
You know how slow the wheels turn down there. We're liable to have the Prometheus attached to us for quite a while. Docking ports are scarce. If we get too much traffic, I might have to man the Prometheus and use it as a docking station.
That's definitely a possibility.
Warning, a spacecraft is approaching our nadir site. It is not transmitting a transponder signal.
Activate the camera on the side.
Camera activated on monitor 1. I have identified it as the ship that just attacked the shuttle.
Prepare EMP cannon. Raise the force field.
Force field up, and cannon is ready.
They must be after the Prometheus. They can't release it from the BSS. Only we can do that.
But they can board it with an EVA, George. Do you have any possible scenarios that would suggest how they could take the Prometheus?
If they board the ship, they could access the station through the hatch.
Seal the hatch.
Hatch is sealed.
Is there anything else?
They could start the ship's main engines and apply thrust. It could possibly send the station into a decaying orbit or shoot us out into space. We would be forced to detach the ship.
How far away time-wise is the Mercury?
I estimate that it will take over 20 standard minutes to return to the station.
Scan radio frequencies for this vessel. Lieutenant Andrews, contact Boldabar Patrol that we have an unidentified craft approaching and it will not respond.
Sending message now.
Scanning. Frequency found. Opening channel now.
Approaching vessel. You are in violation of IDF regulations. Turn on your transponder.
Nothing yet. I don't think he has any intentions of doing what we ask.
The ship has turned off its radio.
Fire a warning shot.
Shot away. Ship is still on course.
Prepare to fire force level 3. That should knock out their electrical system.
EMP at level 3.
Fire!
Shot out. Target hit.
With two previous encounters with Gabby, you wouldn't think they'd come back for a third.
It's my guess that they had orders to take the Prometheus and would rather face death than go back as a failure.
I don't think they'll have to worry about going back. Boldabar Patrol just acknowledged our hit. They're on their way to apprehend that crew.
It might have been their intention all along. As soon as they arrive, drop the force field and resume normal operations.
Aye, aye. Well, at least it got interesting for once.
And I'm glad to see you made it down in one piece.
Yeah, it was touch and go for a minute. Thanks for the assist.
And thanks for getting that bandit off of us. Was that the same one you'd encountered earlier?
Yeah, that'll be him. They're persistent little buggers.
I really didn't care where they came from. I was concentrating on not crashing.
So how did Lister and Ursula take going to Boldabar Prison?
They weren't very happy, to say the least. They were still going on about getting out.
Yeah. They were saying that no prison could hold them.
Well, I suppose time will tell. Did they say who was going to bust them out?
No, they didn't. They just said the rage net is wider than we think it is and someone will free them.
Must be nice going through life without a clue.
Yes, their optimism is endless.
Well, it's either optimism or a case of superegos. They can't accept that the powers to be in rage want them right where they are now.
So, now what?
We'll head for the Mercury and meet up with Captains Nate and Tam and Ensign Liam. From there, we'll go for a debriefing with the controller.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the Prometheus.
Well, I'm more interested in seeing what's been done to the Canberra. I don't know when I'll ever get me ship back.
Don't hold your breath. The supply chain is operated by sloths.
Ship.
What's so funny?
Oh, I'm just remembering a scene from a movie. They go into a bank and all the tellers are sloths.
Well, let's hope it's not the case here. I just want to see some bit of progress.
I wouldn't worry too much about it, Joe Mac. I'm sure you, Marco, and Liam can stay together. Maybe the IDF will give you the Prometheus.
Yeah, when pigs fly. And before you say it, yeah, I know they fly on the Galaza.
I think I see Nate, Tam, and Liam up ahead.
I believe you're right, Gabby.
They see us. It will be good to get everyone back together.
Well, almost everyone. I hope Agent Simon can assimilate Lenora into society, okay?
I don't have any doubt that he can. He'll have a good support system there.
Hey, I see everyone survived. It was touch and go there for a minute. The craft that attacked you turned on us. Luckily, we disabled it, and an IDF patrol picked them up.
Yeah, got a little hairy between being attacked and trying to land in a wounded bird.
I wasn't too worried. You had a great pilot talking me down.
Talking me down, you say? Yeah, she's good at talking down to me. Not sure about the other.
Come on now, Joe Mad. She saved you a couple of times.
I suppose so. I'll buy you a cold one at Scully's.
Just one?
I recommend you go easy tonight. We're not sure what the controller has in store for us. You'll need to be fresh and ready after your next sleep cycle.
There goes your fun, Gabby. Say, I was wondering something.
What would you be wondering about, Liam?
I was wondering if George had anything to say to any of you.
What do you mean, anything to say?
I mean, did George pull anyone aside and tell them some dark secret?
Like what?
Like, guess what? You're related to so-and-so.
I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, Gabby. I've done DNA research, and you and Marco are brother and sister.
Yeah, that'd be all right with me.
I could think of worse things.
Yeah, like you and Jomac are twins.
Oh, please. Gabby, no offense, but the first round is definitely on me.
Good morning, you two. Another late breakfast?
Well, you know, that depends. Are you talking about when we started or when he finished?
Yeah, I admit it. I got a little carried away with the all-you-can-eat breakfast bar.
Oh, that poor servant kept coming back to empty plates. I bet she was wondering who was eating all the food.
Guilty!
Well, it's a good thing we rotate restaurants. Sometimes we go to three different ones so his appetite doesn't raise suspicion.
Oh, I see. So, Jim, how do you handle going to three restaurants for breakfast?
Well, what I do is I just get a little bit to eat, and as Sam finishes, he pushes his plate over to me. Then we go back, and he eats his plate, and then mine. We go back to the next place and repeat. Eventually, we both get enough to eat.
It's a pretty good system, except Jim has to pay three times for one meal, but I pay three times for six meals.
Okay, so what's on the calendar for this morning?
We're going to go over to McMillan's office and stake it out. He's either there or in the main office.
Couldn't you just wait until he leaves for work and find out from Janet where he went?
Well, I could, but he never seems to go where he tells her he's going. That's one of the reasons she hired us in the first place.
So there's nothing new on this guy we saw in Chicago who is supposedly a member of Homeland?
Nothing new. Director Holliday told Kate there was no record of him in Chicago. At the time you saw him, he was supposedly in Bloomington.
Which gives this all the hallmarks of a deep black op. Have you heard anything from Kate?
Yeah, she arrived in Miami late yesterday. She met Thornton and Scarlett there.
Are they working the same case?
As of now, they don't think so. Thornton and Scarlett's suspect fled New York in a private jet, believed to be headed to Miami. And Kate suspects that the Lees are also headed there.
Well, we talked about the possibility of our cases overlapping. She's following a couple believed to be involved with the Russian plot, and we're dealing with a Russian arms dealer.
You know, if that happens, it could be interesting. If you solve one case, you might solve three.
Barnes Detective Agency, this is Kelly. How may I help you? Oh, Mr. Pearman, what can I do for you? Yes. He's what?
Who's what?
McMillan. Mr. Pearman says he's CIA.
Could McMillan really be CIA without his wife knowing? What's the fate of the Prometheus? What instructions will the controller have for the crew? Will Simon's crew make it to Earth safely? Will Kate, Thornton, and Scarlett have any success in Miami? Find out in the next episode, Deep Cover.